Welcome to Tarrant Hills Jr., Humblewood Edition. This is a Dungeons & Dragons 5e actual play podcast for kids and adults. In Tarrant Hills Jr., we will take a group of kids on a fantastical adventure, but this time, we're all burbs. This podcast is created by and for kids. So let's see what heights we can reach today, because we're burbs.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods, to where the winds are blowing free. Through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light, I wonder if you'd wander with me. And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and the neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
Well then, normally I'd do the announcing for the starts, but since you shared a meal with me and I overheard that you're a performer of sorts, Rita, would you like to call the races to order and do the whole celebratory start?
Can I help?
Of course, Tim.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love to, if you could just like quickly run me down on what to say.
Well, it's a Sunday night Dragonfly races. Spectators need to spectate alone. There's no waving of hands, no spells, no magic outside forces to be applied or employed. And if patrons could, when the dragonflies are coming through their section, to avoid from distracting them. Well, everybody still does, of course, because that's part of the racing. But you have to be subtle about it. You can't just start waving your hands in the air and slapping dragonflies around. Also, Kyle here would like to tell you all, you're all playing birdfolk, right?
Yeah.
So you're pretty small. Dragonflies, when we see them in the real world, right? You, me, walking around, we see dragonflies. They're only like, you know, at most this big. That would be like the biggest dragonfly you could ever see, right? Would be something that would be as big as your hand. These dragonflies are the sizes of golden retrievers to you. They're like half as big as you are. They're like this big to you. They're huge. And they take up a ton of space in this very big bar. And that's why only four of them can fly at any single time. When they come in, only four of them can come into the place at a time, because if all 12 were here, you wouldn't be able to hear anything at all with the sound of their wings flapping. And when they're racing, it's intense. That's why it's a big open air bar. So if you could, that'll be four races tonight, three semis and the final, and bets will need to be closed right as soon as you make your announcement that they need to come over to Brad if they have any other bets to make. But I tell you, some of the bets that have happened right now between just the two of you have changed some of the odds for some of the other people. Mm-hmm. That one with Cyan taking the most penalties, the fact that you bet as much as you did on that tells the rest of the betting that maybe the odds are not as wild as people suspect them to be if you've got some inside information. Now then, anything else you need to know to start? We'd like to thank the Wrangler's Rest for inviting us here, for Avery to make her home available to us, and come on by the bookbindery tomorrow for all your winnings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you got your slips. You have to have a slip in order to present for your winnings. Losing slips will not be, of course, that's just garbage.
Yeah.
Brad nods.
This is awesome. I'm really enjoying this, like, very interesting sport we have going on.
It's great. It's even more interesting with some betting.
I'm not a very big on gambling, personally.
That's fair.
I remember my last rogation. It was, like, to Tanjika.
What's this about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's kind of like on the other side of the world.
Tim, what do we talk about?
Eating.
All right, then.
Don't you think Cyan's gonna win? Well, maybe. I don't think Cyan's gonna get a... What if Cyan gets, like, 54 penalties once when she starts? Penalty.
I barely know the rules of this. I can't believe they invited me to announce.
Okay. I'm sure you've got this. You're a performer, after all.
That means a lot to me. Thanks, April.
I can do music.
I don't think this is a dance number.
Well,
even though I really do want it to be.
Me too.
I've been practicing my tap dancing.
Avery gives a nod to Brad. Brad tugs on Spike's sleeve. Spike looks over and says, it's time. Brad nods. And Spike says, you want me to come over with you or do you want to do it all by yourself?
I think I got this.
All right, then.
All right.
Would you like me to introduce you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So people don't think, oh, who's this random stranger?
All right. He goes over and he shambles and climbs on up to the thing on top. And I'll have you know that this would have gone very differently, very, very differently tonight if Rita hadn't shared her meal with Spike. Because your description of Spike is that he's prickly and he was going to be really offended that he lost his meal and he wasn't going to be very forthcoming about the races. And you were just going to kind of get to spectate them. But she offered her meal to Spike and completely changed his entire demeanor, and he's not nearly so prickly now. So good for you all, as Spike then says, all right, ladies and gentlemen, birds of all shapes and sizes, and humble folk on the floor. The races are about to begin. I'm Spike, of course, as always, but we got a special guest here tonight, an adventurer from Meadowfen. Put your hands together as we start the races from Rita Harper.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rita Harper. Hello, and welcome to the Dragon Races. We have a couple of rules that should be followed at all times. Don't magic use. Also, please do not distract dragonflies. And all bets should be cast in to after the races or at the bookbindery. All winning ones, of course. And thank you, and please enjoy your Dragon Races.
Spike is over there wiggling four fingers at you. He mouths the word. There's four.
There is four at a time?
No, four races. Four races.
There is four races that will take place today. Some semifinals and a final to win it all.
Week seven. He's showing you seven fingers now. And he's mouthing the word week. Week seven.
Week seven of 12 is taking place today. I sincerely hope you all enjoy and have a wonderful evening full of excitement and cheering for your favorite racer.
Thumbs up and lots of clapping. And to the dragonflies, may the odds ever be in your favor.
The dragonflies, ready and...
May the dragonfly odds be ever in your favor.
So let's all describe some part of the race. Some little trick or thing that the dragonflies have to do to get through their part of the obstacle course as they're as they're flying around. Anybody got any ideas as to something they have to do? It doesn't have to be very complicated. Something very simple is fine too. Yes, Will.
There's a flaming loop-de-loop at the end, and it's...
So it's a flaming hoop they have to go through, and then they have to go over, and then they have to go through it again?
And then they get flung into the finish line.
That's great. Sav, do you have anything you want to add for the race?
The fire loop-de-loop is what I was going to say.
There is two fire loop-de-loops.
And they're right next to each other.
Okay. You have any other thoughts? Robin, do you have any thoughts?
Oh, yes. There is three ramps, and the dragonflies have to like fly over a distance as it gets longer over the three.
So ramps.
Like, they like glide up the ramp and then they go down and then they glide up more. It's like hills that they have to cross over.
Okay, but they fly, so there's really no purpose.
Fine.
But is there a top and a bottom to the ramp? So they have to fly in between like narrow things and they have to fly and they go up and then down and then up?
Yeah.
Okay, so to describe that, there are things hung from the roof or poked up from the floor, and they are long pieces of wood that are very narrow together, and the dragonflies have to fly through those three ups and downs in order to get past that obstacle.
And they receive a penalty if their wings flap and hit the
penalty top. Of hitting the top or bottom would be they hurt themselves, so they probably don't want to do that. But if they fly around it or don't go through that obstacle, then they don't qualify. They get a penalty for time. Got one now, Sav?
Like a tunnel sort of thing that like...
Ooh.
Like that goes like sort of like that, only like a wider space, but it's longer. And there's lots of like curves.
Cool. It can't be too long because you'd get... Is it see-through?
Yeah.
A glass tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And it's got curves, so it's kind of shaped like a snake.
Yeah.
Does it just go in winding back and forth, or does it go in a spiral like a slide?
Kind of like a mixture of like both. There, at the beginning, it's like go waving back and forth, but then at the end, it goes into like that spiral.
How about we just divide that into two different obstacles?
Yeah. Okay.
We've got the glass spiral as well as the glass tunnel. What's important there? There's no room for the dragonflies to get in front of or pass each other. So if you go into the tunnel first, all of the other dragonflies would be behind you.
For each of those sections. You can take as long as you want.
I'll add one as well, that one of the obstacles is two poles that are hung very close together, and the dragonflies have to turn on their sides to go through. And then there's two poles that are parallel to the ground, and they have to fly through those, and then they have to turn and fly sideways again through the last pair of perpendicular pair of poles that are to the ground.
It's a maneuver test.
So they have to basically glide on their side to level and onto their side before they go on. And we'll put that one in there too.
I also have another one.
Sure.
So they all start inside of like a hanging cup, and then they also have to hop into a hanging cup as the finish one line.
A hanging cup. Remember, these dragonflies are the size of like golden retriever dogs. They're as big as Joe the Rabbit here.
Then like a hanging... No, like they have to...
Let's say that there's a red cup at the start line, and they have to hit the red cup in the finish line.
Yeah.
And whoever's in first gets to hit the red cup. Everybody else just kind of flies across the finish line. Cool. Okay. I love it. Red cup.
There's like this tube thing it's not like a tube thing. It's like a jump that if they miss the jump, then they'll get a penalty.
Don't forget, they're flying, so there's never a need to jump. Okay.
Oh, it'd be cool if there was like fans.
Fans?
Yeah, there's these fans that are in specific low-key places. And when the dragonflies try to fly over them, they get like pushed to one side and they have to like use their power to get through.
Wow. Let's say that that's an idea that Rita has while she's looking at the obstacle course getting set up, but it is not a part of this entire race. That's cool. Okay, and there's a couple of other obstacles, but we won't describe them because the ones we've described are the relevant ones to this challenge here. So the first race of the night is between red, iridescent, brown, and yellow. Do we have any money on any of this race? Ooh, what are your bets?
Red and iridescent.
To make it through?
To the finals.
Ooh, okay.
Red to the finals.
This race is almost a foregone conclusion, and many people are not even really paying attention to this. The four dragonflies are in their big boxes, their mesh boxes that they're under right now to start the race in the beginning over on the stage. And then when the race begins, they know where to fly to get around, and they go in a clockwise circle, and they have to finish by the stage. And Rita is there, and Spike gives Rita a checkered flag to wave when the race is over.
Oh my gosh, yay.
The race is only one lap. Yellow comes in last. Yellow tries really hard, but just isn't big enough, just isn't fast enough, but does all of the course perfectly well. Brown comes in third. Brown takes a penalty, but still had come in third anyway. Iridescent comes in second.
No, sir.
Iridescent flew so fast and is just on the heels, like on the tail of Red, as Red wins. And Red does all of it without a single penalty whatsoever. And thus, the first race is done, and it's almost a foregone conclusion. Everybody knew that that was where it was going to be. Yellow is overall in 11th place. Brown is in like 9th or 8th. And while Iridescent is in 5th place... Iridescent is in second in this race, so people who have bet for Iridescent to make the finals, they're clutching their paper tight.
They're clutching their pearls.
But there's a couple people that bet on Red to not make it to the finals today, and they crumple up their piece of paper that the bookbinder Spike has given them and throw it on the ground, all angry-like. Avery comes around, and a bunch of servers come out, and they serve more drinks, and a couple of minutes pass while everybody gets the new dragonflies brought in. And I'll tell you, the next set here for race number two, those dragonflies, their wings are pounding. Some of them are much bigger than the other ones in the area. And also, a whole bunch of people are now gathered above the inn, and they're looking down on the open slats of the roof to see the races. And it looks like most of the entire town has showed up and turned out for the races. Rita, do you say anything before the race, or do you just wave the race flag?
And now we have race number two. And this race has cyan, white, blue, and purple.
And this race begins very, very strangely. Blue is not doing well. Blue reaches the glass tunnel behind purple. Cyan doesn't even go into the glass tunnel. So Cyan comes out of that part in first place because Cyan takes a penalty and does not go through the spiral glass tunnel. When we get to the ramps, Cyan again is in first place because Cyan doesn't go through the ramps at all and avoids them entirely. So the race becomes a hot, heated contest between purple and blue, with white coming in third at this point. Cyan is way out front of everybody, but Cyan, when they get to the regular glass tunnel, which is just a side-to-side thing, it's very hard on the dragonflies because it is very tight and they have such wide, wide wings that these glass tunnels that have been set up are very difficult. Cyan flies right past the glass tunnel and takes yet another penalty. And at some point in the tunnel, purple gets injured and blocks up the tunnel. And when they finally trickle out of it, purple falls out of it with a broken wing. Now, dragonflies have four wings, so they can be okay. So it's still managing to fly, but it loses a ton of speed, drops its altitude a ton, almost skims the head of one of the bar patrons who sits very still so that they don't end up impacting the race at all. And it's down now to between blue and white for the end of this race. It's getting neck and neck as the two fight with each other. Purple is out. Cyan has now missed the flaming loop-de-loop almost entirely. Cyan only goes through one half of it and doesn't do the loop around.
It takes another penalty.
When they go towards the hoop, blue and white are fighting so fiercely that blue shoulders white and knocks white off track so the white can't go into the hoop right away. Blue goes into the loop initially and then flips up. White then goes to the right of the hoop and then cuts around the inside of it and does a quick circle inside the hoop and then shoots out just as blue comes out the hoop a second time. But for those who are paying very close attention, white only went into the hoop one time.
Yes.
So the race ends like this. Cyan hits the red cup. White passes through. Then blue. And finally, purple. Everyone is shocked. No one knows what's happened and how they do anything. Spike has to wave his hands and ask for the other two judges to come over and double check things. And by the end of the time, no one's drinking. Everyone's just sitting there. Talking is going on all around. What do the three of you say while all of this is happening?
Wipe only went through the hoop once.
That is shocking. I had no idea Cyan would be fat.
What?
I may have been risky, but I was on to something, I guess.
You're good at this. We just sit there.
Silence descends. Brad takes the stage and waves his hands back and forth till everyone is quiet. Spike steps out and says, "Well, now, we've had a chance to have a discussion, to recollect, based on the timing of everyone here. We can announce now that Cyan has come in fourth after penalties. Purple has come in third with the recognition that Purple's broken a wing and might not be able to continue in the league. We're all very sorry for Purple and for Purple's owner, and we offer our condolences. Drinks for Purple's owner are on the house tonight, but the winner of this race is Blue."
Yes, yes, yes.
With White's penalty.
I didn't have any of those people. I just wanted White to win.
Why don't you say that like Tim?
I didn't have any of those people. I just wanted Blue to win.
Yes. Yes. Blue to finals.
You're so sweaty.
Yes.
So
sweat is glistening.
The second race is complete.
I'm so glad I didn't bet.
People are still talking about this race as the next round is brought over. Brad hasn't said anything still, but Brad even seems excited. And Spike comes over during this time and he says, I can't believe it. Blue's in the finals. This is a miracle. Blue versus red. Red versus blue. I'm not going to be the caboose out of this one. And purple's not in it at all. That's, guys, I'm shook. I'm truly shook.
You're shooketh.
I just wanted Blue to win. I didn't have any of those dragonflies on my team.
I'll tell you, I got bets on Blue to make the finals and Blue to win. And that's going to be the first. I've lost so much money this entire season betting on my favorite color.
I mean, fair. I would have lost money too if I would bet on Cyan.
Who'd have thought? Cyan, not a single bit of penalties in 6 weeks of racing. In the seventh, it just ignored the entire course. What did you say to the owner? Did he do something different?
Its owner was really distressed earlier about being like lost and that coming down to here was not worth it. And so I guess Cyan took that to heart and just like destroyed it on purpose so that it would win.
You know, MP's a newcomer, not really much of a researcher. We're just lucky to have MP and his dragonflies here in winnowing reach. Maybe I'll take a time or two tomorrow to take him out for lunch and have a chat and see if we can't make it more worth his while. Just his dragonflies are so good. They're not winning type, but you gotta have 12. If you don't have 12, you don't have much racing. And you got 11. It's gonna be tough with purple going forward unless somebody might have a healing spell or something that they might be able to assist.
I do, and I do. So does Tim.
Well, maybe after the races are done, if Purple's still looking for something, that might be worth your money.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the races are getting started here, so let's...
Green and black!
And now
green
we have our black. Third and last semi-final race before the ultimate battle between the winners. We have black, taupe, green, and orange. 3, 2, 1, race!
The owners lift their mesh cages and these giants, these behemoths of dragonflies, take off.
These are enormous!
Both green and black are still much bigger than blue, even though blue just finished another molt. So, these dragonflies are gargantuan. And the noise and buzzing is through the roof. It's almost like you're at a professional sports game and they hold up the sound meter and that's when everybody's as loud as they possibly can get. It's like 112 decibels as the place roars and thuds and you feel the vibrations in your chest from the beating of the four wings of these dragonflies as the dragonflies take off.
Ugh, this is why I wish I was on the ground.
And let's be honest, nobody likes taupe. Taupe's not really in this race. Even though taupe totally ignores the glass tunnel spiral and comes out in first place in the beginning, taupe gets overtaken just before the ramps and it's not even a contest. Taupe is in last place in a heartbeat as green and black basically fight each other the entire time for first place. Orange is a distant third, but definitely still in it to begin with. But by the time they hit the parallel to perpendicular to parallel bars that they have to cross through, it is green and black for the win. When they reach the red cup, it is green that comes in first place. Black just barely behind, not even a third of a body length behind. So green hits the cup, bang, and black almost gets to hit the cup as well. Bang, bang, and it's over.
Wow, that was interesting.
Yes!
I mean, Roy G. Biv, right?
Roy G. Biv.
So there are four people in the background that have been working timers, and they manage the time clock and whatnot. They then get together, And there's a big half hour break here for everybody to have something more to drink. And it's like a happy hour moment where drinks are pouring and Avery's lining up shots for people who have already won money. And because even though they'll collect their winnings tomorrow, they're excited about it. And people who have lost money are drinking their sorrows away.
Shot.
There's one guy who's like a whooping crane, a hooping crane, and he crumples up a whole big pile of slips and he throws them on the ground and he leaves with a big huff, throws the doors open and stalks off into the night. You can see that the stars are out. And it's a gorgeous evening as we settle in for the final race. Is anybody drinking? You guys having a beer or some tequila?
Tequila.
Okay.
I am a strict non-alcoholic because I don't believe in drinking and driving. So if you don't drink at all, you can never drink and drive because she believes in not flying and driving.
How about you, April? Are you getting drunk on all your winnings?
Me too.
No, I'm not. Like getting drunk, I might have like a shot or something, but not really.
What's the shot taste like? Is it a sweet, tasty shot or is it a disgusting, fiery, burny, spicy shot?
It's more like fiery and burny, but the aftertaste is kind of sweet.
Do you want to know what I'm sad about?
What are you sad about?
Clearescent didn't play.
Iridescent?
Yeah, Iridescent.
So Iridescent came in second in that first race. So they're doing the time count right now to determine if Black or Iridescent will come in second, come into the finals from being the fastest second place racer.
What about White?
No one thinks White will do it.
Comes out, it's White.
After a couple of minutes and everybody's having a shot and doing some drinks and whatnot, the announcement is made by Spike. Or Spike comes over and tells Rita, if you could make the announcement, we got the four final contestants. They are the three winners, Red, Blue and Green, with Black edging out Iridescent by almost 4 seconds. It seemed so much shorter, so much like it seemed like Iridescent and Red, but Red's race was so much, it was so slow, which is saying great things for Blue in the finals, right? Blue to win it all, because if Red was so slow in his opening heat, maybe he's top too soon. All right, make the announcement, we'll get them all set up.
Yes.
Rita goes back onto the stage because she was sitting with her friends, not drinking anything but water.
As soon as Rita enters the stage, the place goes quiet.
She like lifts up her glass and is like, the finals are announced. We have Red, Blue, Green, and Black edging out Iridescent to be our fourth contestant in these finals.
Woo! There's cheering and screaming, and it's like, no way, Iridescent was so fast, says somebody in the corner. It's a little mouse, a little gerbine. He's like, damn it all. He crumples up a piece of paper and he throws it on the ground.
Woo! Shockingly, Black has beaten out Iridescent by 4 seconds entirely.
The little gerbine says, Gaspard be damned, I thought I was going to get I put so much money on this.
I put Black and Iridescent on my team, so I would be fine with either. I'm so happy because I put Black and Iridescent on my team.
But you bet 2 silver on Iridescent and only 1 silver on Black.
You lost a silver.
Okay. It is time now for the final race.
Dun, 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 dun.
The mesh crates are brought in with the dragonflies in them. The four owners or their helpers have their mesh crates ready. Rita gets to do the start of the race.
3, 2, 1, release!
And because Black and Green are in this race, being the biggest ones, it is again loud and thrumming in this place. It is intense, and there is a lot of energy going on. The crowd falls silent as Rita kicks it off. The mesh crates are lifted up, and the dragonflies take off. Green and Black get into it heatedly. They're bashing into each other as they're flying along, turning on their sides, trying to edge each other out with their 6 legs as they're smashing back and forth against each other. Blue takes off like a shot, so quick. Red, hot behind Blue. Green and Black in third and fourth. As they go into the glass tunnel, it is Blue in the lead going into the spiral. They head to the ramps. Red catches up during the space, but Blue enters the ramps just ahead of Red and gets up and down and up just perfectly. They head for the second glass tunnel, and Red's almost taken the lead on Blue, but Blue gets into the glass tunnel first, and they go the zigzag left and right and left and right and out, and Blue has made up some time in the glass tunnel, and it is almost an entire dragonfly length ahead of Red when they come out of the tunnel. Black and Green are fighting for third place, but it's a secondary contest at this point.
Huh.
But when they get to the parallel perpendicular pieces of wood in the air, Blue turns on the side and entirely misses the first one. Red catches up, goes right cleanly through, and then together, side by side, they go into the parallel ones, and then when they come back out, Red has the line on the next one, and Blue has to fall in behind to turn on its side to go through that one, and Red is in the lead as they go towards the flaming loop-de-loops. Red hits the first loop-de-loop with Blue close behind. Red's tight up over the top of it, and you can see the fire singe the scales on the back of Red's body. Cuts in again on the flaming loop-de-loop. Blue has taken a much more conservative cut as it has entered the loop, comes around, and then it flies through. Red hits the red cup first and wins the entire thing with Blue scant moments behind. But that's when the accident happens. Green enters the loop-de-loop first, Black behind by a little bit. Green goes up through the top around to come down, and when it cuts down to go into the loop-de-loop, it sees Black about to enter, and it rams Black, driving Black down into the floor, into the wooden floor below, and Green kills Black.
Green should get like a super penalty. He should lose penalty.
The owner of Green and Black cries out. People are cheering because Red has won. People are crying because Blue didn't win, although really it's only our good friend Spike who's upset. But his upset moment is taken aback immediately as he looks at the trauma that has happened in front of everyone, and he says, "Back, step back, everyone. Please, if you would, give some space." And the owner rushes over to tend to things. It does not look good.
Cyan is going to run up, even though she's been told
to get back. The Cyan...
Oh, sorry.
Dragonfly comes rushing up.
I call myself Cyan because I roleplay with that name a lot. Reach is going to rush up and try to comfort the person.
Wait,
because
wait,
this is a...
Can I do spare the dying on the dragonfly?
Rita's going to run up and attempt to see what's happened.
Sure. Yeah, you rush up. Tim, what are you doing?
I'm rushing up and using spare the dying on it.
Oh my goodness, what do you say? While Tim is looking that up, what he has to say for spare the dying, what do you say? What were you going
to
do?
I'm going to attempt to comfort her and be like, Tim is going to heal him. It's going to be okay.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
With courage and confection, the last among us can inspire the greatest.
What happens when you touch the black dragonfly?
One of the three rapiers of Gaspard comes up and pokes it in the heart.
Wow.
And I imagine like gold flourishes come out.
Wow. Okay, yes, there's song, there's music. And the dragonfly does not die because you saved its life, Tim, but it is brutally injured. April, what are you doing?
April is with Arita, comforting him as well as Tim does that.
Cool. The owner is super sad. It's the owner that Will was playing before. Tim, you have saved this dragonfly's life. Do you want to heal it as well, or are you just going to spare the dying?
She can heal it.
Will, can you heal it?
So instead of spare the dying, let's say you cast your cure wounds spell on it, right? And
but it died.
Well, it was dying, but you can cast cure wounds.
Cure wounds.
Perfect. The dragonfly heals before you. The carapace on its back, which was shattered by Green, is healed in front of your eyes, and it comes back to life, and it turns its massive multi faceted eyes upon you, and it looks at you with love and affection, leaping at you and beating its wings upon your chest and nuzzling you with its head. What is the name of this black dragonfly? Yes.
Grayscale.
Ooh, that's cool. What's your choice, Will? What are you thinking? You didn't have an idea?
Gray Knight.
Gray Knight? Cool. Did you have any ideas?
Mm-mm.
No? Now you have to come up with something.
I'm telling you.
Give me something.
Be that poopy sword.
Black Moon.
Black Moon. Cool. My offer is Midnight. Will, what do you think the name of this dragonfly should be?
Midnight.
Midnight? Yeah, okay. It's...
Oh, I liked Grayscale.
Grayscale is great, but it's a...
But Grayscale refers to pictures being drawn in grayscale, which is a color scheme, which I thought was cool because he was...
So, you saved Midnight. You saved him, says the owner that Will was playing before. What does Tim say?
It wouldn't have lost the race if Green didn't push it off.
It's a horrible thing. They don't like each other much. And they had to race the first race with each other, and then Black was gonna win. And Green's so jealous of Black all the time, so when they had to race again, I knew it was gonna be heated. You adventurers, I couldn't thank you enough for being here on this night.
Rita gives the guy a hug.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Where's Purple's owner? We can also heal them.
Let's go.
Well, Purple normally works over by the research center.
Spike comes over and says, Purple works over at the storage and granary. It's the really large building that you first saw when you entered town there. Probably find her there tomorrow. I don't doubt that she'll probably be able to take you over to wherever she's training her dragonflies. Thank you so much for all your announcing today. You did a great job. If you're here next week, love to have you back.
Of course, I'd be happy.
Hey, Dad, what does this say?
It says green to finals.
It looks like you made me two greens.
Green to finals.
Two greens.
Did I? How many should you have? You should have 1, 2, 3, 4. How many do you have?
5.
Well, then you've got 2 accidentally. Go there. Go figure that.
Wait, I get extra money?
Maybe. Kyle's screw-up counts for Spike's screw-up. Spike gave you 2 tickets. Sounds good to me. It was a pleasure. I'm going to finish off my pint, and then I have to start heading over and tallying things for tomorrow. But if you want anything, come by the Big Boundary, and I'll make sure I pay you up.
Sure, of course. We'd love to stop by.
Hey, Spike, I got 2 green tickets. Does that mean that I got more?
Well, did you give me the money for 2 green tickets?
I got 2 green tickets.
Let me see here. I can do a quick tally of what you gave me. You gave me 11 silver. Does that add up? If you bet on green twice, we could probably take that back if you didn't want to. All right, then. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you in the morning. Avery comes by and says, I have your room key if you would like it.
Oh, thank you.
Sweet.
And what would you like to do, players?
We need a rest.
Yeah.
Traumatic day.
It has been a heavy, hectic day.
I gave you 8 silver.
We should count up what we have spent and we'll be earning.
I didn't lose anything except for like 1 silver, okay? Actually, I don't know if I...
I lost 1 silver.
You don't know, so why are you jumping to...
Actually, you didn't lose anything, Sav, because it was all stolen money in the first place, right?
True.
It was all the group's money. We'll see what happens with the group's money. With that, it is... Of course, time for your characters to enter your room and have a rest. There is only 2 beds and there are 4 of you. You can see Eddie has already gone to bed and has skipped all of the adventures of the dragonfly races entirely. He's taking up one of the beds. Tim, do you push him over so you can have a sleep as well?
Yes.
And then the 2 girls share the other bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Platonicness.
Or I could share the bed with her. Because we're sister and brother.
Who snores? Whose character is a big snorer? Tim Portis is a big snorer.
He's British.
That's the opposite of me inside of the real life. I
snore?
Just a little bit.
You can have a white gem there, Will, for being a snorer and adding that delightful character color.
April sleeps, like, deeply.
If I'm out, you can't wake me up.
Is that you, Sav, or your character?
Both.
Both? Okay, cool. And with that... We will end today's game session with a long rest. Your characters can get up in the morning and go about their day. You have lots to do and discover in Winnowing Reach.
Next time on Survivor, our characters find our new gold to be very, very, very good.
You're wondering if I go wandering with you.
What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales Jr. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more of the adventure. Our intro and outro music is Through the Woods by the Okie Dokie Brothers. Find their music on iTunes or check them out at www.okiedokie.org and follow them on Twitter at Okie Dokie Bros. We'd love a review on iTunes or check us out on Twitter at tavern_tales. See you all later!
I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the truth. Get the gang to come, and we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river.